Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, Special Operations Military News, and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Hi, welcome to the episode of Soft Rep Radio. I am your host, Rad, and I have a very special guest. I have former Brigadier General, author of Total Empire, Anthony J. Tata. And Anthony has been more than just an author, more than just a brigadier. You know, he's a U.S. citizen. He helped put the flag over our head at night. And, you know, he's worked in politics, and it's got to be a very difficult place to be when you're trying to become an officer and move in a career where there's politics involved heavily. You know, the name tape says U.S. military, you know, U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Army. Welcome to the show. And once you hear that, how do you keeping it real in the military in today's climate?
Yeah. So, Rad, thanks so much for having me on. And I'll tell you, you know, anytime that I'm introduced with high accolades, I never believe my own press releases. I'll just tell you a real quick story. We were in Afghanistan. I was the deputy commanding general there. My special operations colonel asked me to fly down with him to a combat area. We spent the day down there after, you know, tending to our wounded. And on the way out, we're standing in a poppy field about chest high and poppy. And it's me, the special forces colonel, his radio operator, and my radio operator. And his radio operator turns to him. We're waiting on the helicopter to come in and says, "Hey, sir, we've got a intercept that the Taliban is across the river in Helmand Province, and they have a sniper with instructions to shoot the one without the rifle." And I look at then Colonel Reeder. He's got his rifle strapped across his chest. I look at his radio guy. He's got his rifle. I look at my guy. He's got his rifle. And I always carried a rifle, and we had been in such a hurry. I didn't have my, I had my pistol, but not my rifle. Colonel Reeder, retired now, Major General Reeder, looked at me, spit some tobacco juice into the end of the poppies and smiled and says, "Sir, it looks like you're about to have a bad day." I said, "Colonel, consider this a direct order and give me that rifle," which he did not do. And it was a jokey moment, though we kind of kept moving around. So the sniper, if he shot, he didn't hit anybody, that's for sure. Helicopter comes in and we get out of there just fine. So the point being,
yes,
don't make too much of your rank. Don't make too much of your, prior bona fides. You live today and treat everybody kindly and move out and draw fire.
You know, I think that being your radio man would have been a pretty cool gig, huh?
right. Exactly.
You know, did you guys have a pretty good intuition, you and your radio man? Was it a regular individual that was always with you, trusted? I have to imagine, you know.
Yeah. I had a security team, a radio guy, an AV camp. And, it takes four or five people to kind of manage a general to make sure he doesn't get in too much trouble.
You know, Norman Schwarzkopf said, "Why don't you just put stars all over my vehicle and let them know where I'm at, because you got so many damn antennas on it."
Right? Exactly.
You know, the one without the gun, the one with all the security. It's like, you know, you're trying to like not wear anything shiny. It's all like subdued rank, if at all, you know, but you got this posse with you, bro. How do you go around when you're surrounded like that? That's challenging in its own self. You have to have IED alleys, the whole nine yards. I mean, you're the head of something special for us, you know, and to the people of the region. So, I mean, how'd that go down?
Yeah. So, I went through a couple IED alleys and thankfully the IEDs went off behind my vehicle. The technology worked. Mm-hmm. And as we maneuvered around, because you do, the risk that a flag officer or a senior military officer faces is not the same risk that a troop in the trench line duking it out every day faces. Those guys and gals face far greater risk on a daily basis. And so on the times that I would be out doing something, the IED that went off behind my vehicle, I had just done a ribbon cutting in Afghanistan, meeting with the governor.
Sure.
It was part of that sort of the political side of the job. And you're coming back and everybody knew, okay, well, there he is. There's his vehicle with all the antennas on it. I got one in front of me, one behind me. And so they know. And we had to go through a track. There was only one way out of there. Had to go through a traffic circle, and thankfully nobody was injured. But it's the troops in the trenches slugging it out every day that have the high risk, that are carrying the weight at the tip of the spear.
The Marines, is from their understanding, is the tip of the spear. So we'll just give them a shout out, leave it at that right there. Okay. Submarine Corps.
All right.
And so, doing the job. Army, I know you're out there. In fact, I'm just going to shout out Coast Guard because I know they went in with the Navy. So you got Coast Guard that's deployed. You got all the branches out there, right? National Guard, reservist, friend of mine, right? Sir, he had a sign in the beginning of OEF operation during Freedom 1 or 2 when he was first sent over with the Utah Guard. And it said, "One weekend a month, my ass." And he had it in the window of this, the flat-faced troop transports back then, the tan ones. And it just made the headlines. It's like, "One weekend a month, my ass." He's like,
That's funny.
You know, and I always give a pitch out to the Guard or to the units out there that if you're looking to join, I'm not paid by the Army or any other agency out there to say these things. I just think that if you're inclined to want to join and step up and raise your hand and take on the challenge and defend your home or defend wherever you want, just go out and hit up your local career center for the military and see if they can point you in the right direction. See if you do have asthma.
Right.
Yeah. At least you can eliminate it. I think most guys growing up, if I may just say, they've either thought about joining or they've attempted to join or they have gone through it. There's been some facet in their life where it's like, what am I going to do today? Is this the day that I decide to join? Or you've got the guy that's the Patriot. He's already 17, emancipated. I had no idea that kid existed until I met him and I was 21 in boot. And I was like, I'm old. I'm like, how did you know such a direction at 17? He's like, I want a Lexus. And he's like, we're sitting there polishing boots. He's like, how many 17-year-olds do you know that have a Lexus, Rad? And I was like, I don't know any 17-year-olds with a Lexus, bro. And he's like, nope, I'm going to have one. And I was like, everybody's got their goals, right? Everybody's got their goals.
Right.
We shined our boots. So I figured you'd get that part right there of me shining my boots.
Right. Yeah, no, I spent many hours shining boots and shoes and all that stuff as a young cadet at West Point and infantry officer. And to this day, if I've got a business meeting or whatever, I make sure I shine my shoes and my suits just right. So, yeah, I mean, it's those are habits that stick with you for life.
That's right. And that's some leadership habits, too, that come from that. You know, you're already being productive in your day, you know, doing the simple tasks. You're already starting to, you know, do something positive with your day. And then you're going to wake, you know, make your bed, shine your shoes. Really? We shine our shoes, you know, got fully dressed, you know, the whole night, brushed, shaved, showered, productivity, right? Didn't just slop around to the kitchen with a bowl of cereal. Although now.
right. Yeah. Well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
So for you to transition from such a fast-paced situation, right, to let's just go quickly to the Department of Defense where you transitioned to, is it the former Secretary under Department of Defense? Did I say that right? Undersecretary?
Yeah, so I performed the duties of Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, which is the number three job in DOD. It's you have Secretary of Defense, Deputy Secretary of Defense, and then the Undersecretary for Policy. There are several undersecretaries, but policy is the one with the biggest operation. It's kind of like in military, you have the G3, the operations officer. The undersecretary for policy falls within that domain, responsible for all the war plans, responsible for all the strategic capabilities, responsible for the entire world. You have people, assistant secretaries of defense, that are managing different regions of the world. And anything that happens 24/7, you have somebody that's sort of in charge of that area, whether it's Ukraine or, you know, China or whatever. And they report up to you and say, okay, you know, Navalny got poisoned by Putin. And so you have to submit a series of policy responses, potential policy responses to the president via the SecDef. And so it could be we do nothing. It could be we strongly condemn with a statement. It could be we kick diplomats out of the United States. And it's a series of options that you lay out. And then obviously you recommend one. And then you discuss it with the president, the secretary of defense, the vice president, and, you know, other national security advisor and so forth. And so that's the type of position it is. You know, I wasn't there, obviously, when Russia started moving into Ukraine. But, you know, that would have been here are a series of options that you can do in concert with State Department. And so State Department would have, okay, we can do diplomacy here. You know, DOD, you could say, we should send a brigade combat team from the 82nd Airborne to Poland to demonstrate resolve and show NATO unity. Right. That's the kind of thing 24/7 that Undersecretary for Policy is doing.
And so do you feel that, you know, with your expertise in that and just stepping out, you know, you're not in a government capacity right now, right? So we can speak on like Ukraine, right? So do you feel that, do you think that, you know, Russia wouldn't have been so bold to take over Ukraine if Kyiv would have kept some strategic armory available for such an occasion, such as like any type of nuclear capabilities that they had? I mean, they're just trying to play the game, right? They signed into the treaty in the 90s, right? And they're we want to play sovereign games, so we're going to play sovereign games, right? And they did that's what they did.
That was the agreement. Ukraine give up its nukes. Russia promised not to do what they're doing. So essentially, broadly. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the Ukraine piece, when I was the undersecretary, I was talking to my NATO peers constantly. And because remember, the Afghan drawdown was sort of, you know, on the horizon there. Mm-hmm. And the president wisely wanted to get out of Afghanistan in that war. I mean, we'd been there way too long. And what I kept telling my NATO peers, and we'd have conversations about as we came in together back in 2001, we modified troop levels together. And I said, and you can be rest assured we'll leave together as a cohesive alliance. Well, that didn't happen. What happened is you had this pell-mell rush in August, and it became a real travesty because what happens in August in Europe, every single person, government, not government, is on vacation.
Holiday, yeah.
Holiday. And mm-hmm. Europe is religious about that. And secondly, it's kind of trickled over into the United States. And so you had Antony Blinken in his place in the Hamptons, cooling his heels. Jen Psaki was on leave. And you had a lot of people gone in August. And there had been no bilateral or multilateral coordination with NATO. And so what happened is we just decided to leave. And then all of a sudden, the Taliban momentum begins to pick up against the Afghan defense forces. And a lot of the NATO nations that were over there were small, like Romania and Poland. They had very small provincial reconstruction teams, and they had no way out because there had been no coordination. There had been no discussion. There had been no, you know, perhaps a surge of troops to hold back and then collapse and then get out, get the civilians out first so they could be protected. And so what Putin sees is NATO in disarray in the wake of Afghanistan. Mm. And he says, right, most people recognize the window of opportunity by the sound of it slamming shut. Well, Putin saw this window of opportunity and said, I'm going to drive right through this window of opportunity. He began to move troops around the Ukrainian border and around into Belarus.
That's right.
And like within a couple of weeks of the Afghan withdrawal. And it was an embarrassment. It was a nightmare. Then there was no diplomacy. Not only did we, mess up the Afghan withdrawal very badly, to the tune of, a couple dozen soldiers killed,
lives.
A couple dozen more, lives.
Yeah, lives.
13 soldiers, 13 yes. soldiers killed, and two dozen lost limbs and traumatic brain injury.
That's just, UCMJ guys, not let alone the interpreters who have just been tracked down and all of the different people who were able to, that were hoping for the best for their country.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, women are shut out of schools. Women are told not to do anything else. And I mean, man, I'm married 23 years. I will be damned if a woman could not, and I got two daughters and a son who I'm raising under this roof. And I'm going to tell you that that is not the way. They are not Jedis.
Right.
Okay. So sorry.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt you, but it's true.
No, that's right. That's a very, very relevant point. The, You know, at the end of the day, though, what happened is that debacle signaled to Putin that if he was going to move, now's the time to move. And so he did. And that led to what we've got now. And within Ukraine, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, illegal, improper, immoral, all of that. The war is happening. And again, I don't see any level of effort on the diplomatic front from the United States to try to tamp this thing down, find a path, find a solution. And I'm reminded of my experience in the Balkans back in 95, 96, 97. You had the Serbs in a very brutal war attack the Bosniaks or Croatians, Herzegovinians, and they came in there. They were torturing people. You know, General Wes Clark and President Bill Clinton got everybody together in Dayton, Ohio, and they created the Dayton Peace Accords. It wasn't perfect, but at the end of the day, they carved out a zone of separation. They got the warring factions apart and brought in a multinational force, NATO primarily, to hold open the shoulders on this zone of separation to allow peace to take hold. And that was a really good peace deal. But you can't even have that conversation today, because if you begin to talk about having any kind of negotiated settlement, you're a Putin stooge, you're all in with Russia, you get attacked by, you know, the liberal media, which is most of it, and then you get destroyed. And so this runaway train toward World War III is not matched, you know, from the, you know, the liberal elite, is not matched by them sending their sons and daughters into the United States military, because we can't make recruiting goals right now. Mm-hmm. So you have this high-minded, highbrow ivory tower. No, you can't give an inch to Putin. And I'm not suggesting we do, but you can't even have that conversation with Putin or anybody. And yet they're not backing up what they're saying with their own blood and treasure. And so that to me is the real hypocrisy in what's happening today.
Interesting. That's a very cool take on that thought. I would think right now in the Ukraine with Russia, you know, taking down the civilian aircraft with their, you know, in 2012, 2014 over Ukraine, that was during the Obama administration. You know, there's a little bit of this left on his plate that, you know, was that I think isn't brought up, right? Okay. Cause this all started around then. And what happened, I think, in my opinion, from watching, you know, the media that you reference and everybody else out there. And first of all, I'm liberal with my ketchup and my ammunition. I just want you to know that. Okay. So I feel that that's a label. So if you're going to say liberal, I say with my ketchup, sir. No, but again, you know, I feel that it was kind of unprovoked for them to go in there and come at them, even because he wants an empire. Okay. He has said it. Vladimir has said he wants to go back to Peter the Great. He wants the empire to be back, which is Moldova, which is, you know, Ukraine, which is Belarus. Hello. You know, I mean, if he's going to put any type of nuclear weapons inside of Belarus, he's looking for a permanent party in that place, because those have to be operational for him to be using them. So, I mean, Belarus is basically letting him take over Belarus now. And so then if we let it come to America, it's a little late, don't you think? If it gets here, it's late. It's too late.
Yeah, it's way too late, right?
Right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Putin is exactly what you're saying. It's the revanchism of taking back what he claims is his territory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, for whatever reason, he can't live with the international boundaries that are in place. And sure, you know, history is replete with international boundaries being shifting and fought for.
Ottoman Empire drawing the Middle East. It's true. It's true.
And this really is sort of a naked play for the coal, the oil, and the Donbass.
Yep.
And from my perspective, it's an energy play. It's about resources. It's about economy. And it's a little bit about him reasserting himself on the world stage. For all the great President Trump received about, you know, all these fabricated notions of his relationship with Putin and Russia, mm-hmm. and all that, and it's 100% utter BS. It's Obama and Biden who have given in to Putin. Obama gave him Crimea and sent blankets instead of javelins when the Russians came in. And then now Biden has essentially, you know, it didn't do anything to forestall the intervention in the 6 months of building up troops. So those are the facts on the ground.
With that said, do you think that we have been ramping up with some of our SF, you know, since the airliners and the original Crimea? My understanding is some of Ukraine was ready, whereas Russian soldiers were just displaced and discombobulated, which they still seem to be because they're working underneath the whole, like this whole Wagner group. And, you know, they're like all conscripts try to force patriotism with a minigun to your back if you don't go to fight, right? It's like, you love this country. Well, I mean, yes, yes, I do. You know, you're going to pick up the ammo in front of the dude before you because he just died. Wait, what about a gun? And pick his up over there. You're like, wait. I mean, that's my opinion. Again, my thoughts is what's happening with those troops over there. There's kind of disarray, right? I mean, you see putting himself on the center stage and trying to flex with, you know, President Xi from China. Okay. And they've gotten together recently and they've met and they've shaken hands and they both said, oh, we agreed to, you know, pause in the conflict. And what's your take on China getting involved with Russia to try to pause the conflict?
Yeah, so what I see there is China filling a leadership and diplomacy vacuum created by the current administration. Because of this cultish religion within the current administration here in the United States about how you cannot talk to Putin, you cannot try to find a solution to this problem, it inhibits and prohibits discussion, creative solutions, such as the Dayton Peace Accords. Mm-hmm. And so what China is doing is there's a leadership and a power vacuum out there. It's very clear. And so they have come in. And so from China's perspective, what better than to pledge friendship with Russia, promise them some money, some equipment, some backing, and all of a sudden, China gets to weaken the United States arsenal by leveraging Russia to do so when he sees our myopic commitment to Ukraine. And so if China, Xi, can get us to double, triple, quadruple down inside Ukraine with our patriots, with all the things that we're going to need in a Taiwan war.
They're watching.
Not only is he watching, he's supporting Russia, and it's a baited ambush. You know, the more that China gives Russia, the more we have to put into Ukraine. And as we begin to flow all that stuff in there, there's some tipping point out there where China will then do whatever it intends to do regarding Taiwan. So that's my reading of the tea leaves here. And again, this utter lack of diplomacy from Antony Blinken and the Biden administration is breathtaking. The level of incompetence that I see right now from this administration in dealing with foreign policy, whether it's Afghanistan, China, Russia, it's staggering. And it's because, in part, because we're so focused on domestic stuff that is meaningless and not on the major geopolitical chess match that is constantly happening. And all the chaos here in this country is just music to the ears of the Xi's and Putin's of the world.
Right. And so do you think that with Iran right now being out of the peace agreement with oil, where they were producing oil for, you know, the world, they had that supply going with Obama in 15. Do you think that dealing with policy, you know, yourself, do you feel that that was the right move for the Trump administration to pull out of Iran like that and just like nip in the bud? Because I want to point out, I know there's a lot of talk about TikTok and social media, but I'm on it and I see it. And there's a lot of the youth of Iran. All right. And I say I'm youthful. I'm 45 now, but this has been going on for some time. And so, you know, there's the 30-year-olds, the 25, the 30, 40-year-olds who are like, you know, we just want to listen to DJ music. We just want to export the oil that is in the reserves that they have. They don't want to be under, you know, the regime that has taken them over since the 70s, right? That turned them into who they are today. Mm-hmm. And there's this underground that wants what we want them to have. How can we help them? We were helping them. But then it got pulled out. I feel that was a rug pulled out from the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You make some very good points there. It's like there are good, relevant social cause applications for social media. Mm-hmm. This being one of them. TikTok, we dealt in the administration with China every day, and in particular, their technology and Tencent and TikTok and all the all the apps that they have. And the big concern from our perspective was it's an information collection operation so that they can, you know, build databases of users within the United States. Used appropriately, the TikToks and YouTubes and all of that can help galvanize and gain momentum for movements. The problem, particularly with the Obama example, you made it, you know, became a hashtag. You know, and people could hashtag something and and feel good about it and then go, you know, to their, you know, big dinner and
oh, yeah.
party.
Thoughts and
all
prayers
that.
Over Facebook. Like, yeah, oh, my thoughts and prayers are for you. You know, it's like either side saying thoughts or prayers. It's like, really?
And then they could feel good about themselves.
Yeah, either side.
It wasn't about them. It was about the individual saying, oh, yes, I hashtagged Iran, you know, revolution. And, you know, now I'm sipping my champagne at my
I rounded up my change to give to charity at the grocery store.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, oh, I did my cause. I did my good deed. It's like,
exactly.
And if that does culminate into a big waterfall, I get the good deeds. I don't want them to stop. But that's you can't say thoughts and prayers, man, on Facebook aren't going to solve it. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry. Right. Realism is going to solve it. And having an understanding and diplomacy, open channels, communication, teamwork. NATO needs to be a team. Anybody like they just brought Finland into the world of NATO. So now you know, it's got to be communication, open lines of communication.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, how do you handle somebody who is throwing a tantrum? How do you handle somebody who throws a tantrum? How do you communicate with them? You know, our kids, what do they get? They win. You know, kids right. are the best negotiators when it comes to negotiating, because mm-hmm. if we went into a court, into a courtroom, yeah, Your Honor, this is the law. I tell you, this is the law. This is the law. You just threw a tantrum. Yeah, maybe he could throw you out. I don't know. But in a corporate office, you would get your way, the negotiation, if you were a kid. What if that person now has the red button under his thumb in any country, mm-hmm. right? How do we handle that kid who's throwing a tantrum?
Yeah, that's the concern, right? Is that, and that's what's happening today, even with, you know, any of the issues that our country confronts, whether it's abortion or Second Amendment or whatever, mm-hmm. you have, for the most part, man-to-man coverage on, so to speak, on, you know, people who are have high profiles that are, you know, Supreme Court justices or you know, politicians and people get in their face and you know, while they're eating dinner mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and that's Alinsky's rules of warfare, is to be as disruptive as possible, carry that message forward. That's how you're going to achieve social change. And mm-hmm. we're in a real time in this nation. We're so politically divided. The celebration of the indictment of a former president, you know, love him, hate him.
I think
to all your listeners out there,
yeah.
it's like, you know, take a step back from that and say, this is a harbinger for our country. This is a really tough spot for us to be in. And it's a symptom of a disease that is plaguing our country that could ultimately fundamentally destroy the republic in which we live.
Now, what's coming out in other news outlets are, you know, you mentioned Supreme Court justices, you know, and I know that's not really our conversation, but, you know, getting all these trips from best friends who are billionaires and stuff like that, you know, and reporting a Bible that's $19,000 in value from the same person, but nothing else. It's like,
right.
Why would you
right.
report the one thing at one point, but then think you don't report nothing else after that point? It's
right.
like, you know,
right.
I think that once you get through your service to self and you've serviced a country, which you've done, and, you know, the Department of Defense, you just kept going. You're like, give me another barcode, my life, so I can scan into this ID badge me. What turned you into the author of all these novels? I know the character's like a general that goes out and gets around a little bit. So tell me about Total Empire. Since we've been talking about empires and China and everything, this is kind of a culminating topic here. So tell us about Total Empire and what spurred you on to be this writer, sir.
Yeah, well, you know, I've always written all my life. Even as a young kid, I can remember coming back from baseball practice when I was 12 or something. My dad said, "So what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "Well, I want to write fiction novels, you know." And he laughed and said, "You got to put food on the table. You're going to have a family and all that." And I've always had this creative spark. I've always been a big reader. I was that kid at elementary school that would come back from book fair day with, you know, books. More books than I could ever read, right?
Yeah.
And my parents would look at me like I'm crazy, but I'd devour them and I'd read them. And I transitioned from being a consumer of entertainment to wanting to understand how to produce it at a very young age. And so I quit watching TV because it's like a pick six. If you're watching TV, you're not writing. And so I quit watching TV and I started writing. I said, I want to be a producer of entertainment, not a consumer of entertainment. And I watch TV and all that, but
sure.
The larger principle is organize your time so that you can produce. You have to understand television, film, books to understand what sells and what works. And it's really all about character. Total Empire is the second book in the General Garrett Sinclair series. It's my 15th novel I've had published.
Right.
Sam Martin's Press, Macmillan is my publisher. And the basic story is Sinclair has to lead his Dagger task force, which is responsive to the president, on a mission to find his goddaughter, who in the Eye of Africa, which is this obscure terrain feature in Mauritania, where there is some Chinese activity happening. And as he gets there, the race against time unfolds as China has built a laser targeting system to guide hypersonic glide vehicles outer space, and they're laden with nukes on them. And so the whole concept of this came to me from, you know, our ballistic defense, our nuclear defense is primarily based upon our ability to detect ballistic arcs of missiles launched. When it starts smoking in the hole in China or Russia or wherever it's going to come from, and the hatch opens up and you pick it, you know, we see that, we are tracking it. And I'm not giving away any state secrets here because it's all out there on the internet.
Sure.
But it's that parabolic arc that we can tell the speed, you know, based upon the parabolic arc where the destination is. And so all this hypersonic glide vehicle stuff that's been going on, development of hypersonic weapons traveling at Mach 8, I thought about, well, what if China, which has some space shuttle-like vehicles, put a nuke, a hypersonic nuke on it, and it's coming back through outer space, and there's no parabolic arc, there's no signature, it's just been out in outer space, undetected, and now it's moving at Mach 8 toward a target, and you can't intercept it, because you don't know what it is, where it is, there's no arc, and, you know, that's the logical end state for all this kind of stuff. So that's the threat that I create with China. And Total Empire is a story about the human cost of combat and the stakes at hand when you ultimately pay that ultimate price to protect and defend this country.
Amazing. I'm so happy that you've written 15 books, right? Okay.
Right.
And St. Martin's Press, you know, good job. I think I should give a shout out to Isabella. She's, I think, the one that arranged us to talk today. So
she does.
We'll give her a shout out, a nice shout out. I think she'd like to hear that because she's probably going to listen and be like, how did it go? Rad? Anthony, Tony, tell me, how was it? Was it good?
Right.
Did we say St. Martin's Press?
Yeah.
Did we say Total Empire?
Isabel and Vanessa are my publicists, and they do a fantastic job. Red Renegade, and they do an awesome job. They're wonderful people to work with. And then Joe Rinaldi at St. Martin's Press is my publicist there. Joe's great. Mark Resnick, my editor, is fantastic. His assistant, Lily Kronig, is tremendous. And I really, you know, I was doing a podcast yesterday with Don Jr., and I said, you know, I really have to give thanks to Macmillan and St. Martin's Press for tremendous support they've shown me.
Mm-hmm.
As politically divided as this nation is, they have stood by me 100%. They're great people, great Americans. And, you know, whatever political differences are out there, if there are any, I don't know. I'm not a political guy, much contrary to what people will read about me. I've always been a solutions-oriented leader.
Yeah, it seems that way.
You know, I left the military. I got into education. I wanted to make the world a better place for those most underserved populations.
Well,
I
worked writing in books?
the D.C. public schools,
yeah.
Wake County, Raleigh.
Right.
And, you know, very, very large school systems with very tough missions, and then Secretary of Transportation in North Carolina about connecting more rural populations to education and employment centers. So for me, life has been about making a difference, as my mother always told me to do. And the writing has sort of ballooned into this whole separate path where I get to entertain, and it's the fulfillment of a childhood dream.
The producer.
I just turned in book 16 to Mark Resnick, and so, you know, 16 books, that's not a bad writing.
No, that's not. That's not at all. No, that's actually really cool. And I hope something turns out to where they get adapted into something furthermore for you. And I'm on set. I hope you need a long, hairied, or you can cut it off. I'll tell you right now, the beard doesn't make me. I'm me.
I can certainly write that in. A cool guy that keeps his father's flag on the mantle of the fireplace. That's all I need to know right there.
Thank you. Here, I'll give you my eyes. Yeah. There's my soul for you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
That is very kind of you.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I think we've had a wonderful conversation, and I would love to have you back talking about your next book or talking about other things going on in the world, right? You're very knowledgeable about that. So just keeping you on the burners. You know, if you have anything you want to say, where we can find your book, I know it's out there. It's called Total Empire. Can they find it anywhere books are sold, right?
Yep. It's been out a couple of weeks now, and it's in Barnes & Noble, indie bookstores all across the country.
Indie bookstores, that's right.
I did signings with Quail Ridge in Raleigh, with Vero Beach Book Center, Palm Beach Bookstore. I did a signing in Virginia
How
Beach
cool.
with Barnes & Noble. Yeah, and then I was out in Murder by the Book, Half Price Books in Houston and Dallas and Phoenix. I did Poison Pen. Those are all indie bookstores. I support indie bookstores, and we all need to 100%. Do that. It's on Amazon, of course, and anywhere you can find a book, Total Empire will be there. I always tell people, if you read it and you love it, give me a 5-star Amazon review. If you don't, send me a personal email.
Trying to get that 5 stars, huh? You got out with one. Now you're trying to get those other 4.
There you go.
You 1-star general, you. I want a 5-star general. No, I'm just playing.
No, I'm happy with the 1.
But, you know, I'm just glad that I'm not in regulations anymore.
Exactly.
I'll still slide the paper across your desk to you, though, sir. I got you. Okay, I got you.
Right.
Well, thank
right.
you for being a part of Soft Rep. Welcome to the Soft Rep family. And, you know, as the host of Soft Rep, I'm grateful to Brandon Webb, who helms this ship that I'm aboard. You know, he also is a author with St. Martin's and, you know, writing books out there, traveling, doing the same type of thing. And believing in me to run the show and to shout out about our merch. We have merch. Check it out. Go check out softrep.com. You know, if you like the show, you like anything that we're doing, buy a shirt. It keeps the lights on. It really does. I love what I do. And I want to say again, thank you to my guest, Anthony, Tata, Tony, AJ, the author, Brigadier General, sir. Thank you for your patriotism to our country, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rad. And tell Brandon I said hi. We drank whiskey on set one time, and it was some strong stuff. So way back in the day. When he was first starting this. Yeah,
so. Well, here we are, and I'll be sure that this stays in there. So thank you, General. I appreciate your time. And again, on behalf of everybody that's listening and watching, I say peace.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.